Welcome to Teaching Our Kids the Bible. I'm Dale Fincher. I want to share with you three reasons why we don't teach our kids the Bible. Are you ready for this? You may have your own, but I suspect one of these three is on your list. First of all, we don't know where to begin. This is a huge book, 66 books in the Bible, well over 1,000 pages, depending on how it's printed and the one in your hand. So many authors, so many different stories. Where do you begin? That is a totally legitimate question. It's like opening up a dictionary to say, kids, we're going to learn words today. And you open up one of these huge dictionaries and you're like, where do I start here? Do I just start at the A's? Do I start at the D's? The P's? It's hard to know. And then what words on this page are the most important words to teach? What makes a literate person? Do we really need to know every word in the dictionary? Well, the Bible is not a dictionary, thankfully. And it's not as complicated of a question to answer. For the Bible is a story. You're inside the story. You're walking around in the story. You're getting to know the characters and the players. And you begin to understand how the story works. Yes, there are technical parts in the Bible, but those technical parts are always inside a story. Can you imagine having to learn the technical side of making an omelet in the morning, especially to somebody who had never cracked eggs before? You know, it's like, well, okay, here are the eggs. This is how you crack them. You know, make sure they don't spill this way. This is how you dispose of the shell. And then we're going to stir it up with this, not that kind of stirring device, this kind of stirring device. And then we're going to get some ingredients. Now, you got to chop all those up in advance. And you can imagine all the different details about making an omelet. Those who made an omelet before are like, wow, it's really straightforward. Why is this difficult to somebody? But somebody on the outside looking in would be like, whoa, that's really technical, and it's going to take me a while to figure that out. If the Bible just simply started with all the technical stuff, here's different ways to make an omelet. Yes, it would be overwhelming and wouldn't even make sense to many of us. What is the whole point of this? But the omelet making happens inside a story, and it might be the story of a family. Imagine having a story of a family. You're getting to know them. Many people binge watch TV shows. Even though the first season's really good, the second season's often trail off in quality. But people keep up with them because they are invested in the characters and the story. They really like hanging out with these people on the screen, these characters. They've gotten to know them. The Bible's the same way. When you get to know the characters in the Bible, then those little technical aspects all show up inside stories, and you say, oh, that's why they do it like that. Oh, I get the idea. Oh, I can do that too. I can enter in. Things are making sense to me. And even though I may never make an omelet, I understand why they make an omelet the way they do, and why they eat it the way they do, and why it's coming together as part of the larger story of that family. The Bible is very much like that. So where do we begin? Where do I begin? I begin in Genesis. Now, there's so many different parts of the Bible that are so important, but I begin in Genesis, and not just the beginning of Genesis. I begin right where we meet Abraham in Genesis chapter 11. And I get into all the reasons why I start there. Don't worry, I actually go back to Genesis 1 later, but I start in Genesis 11. And we start to get to know the characters of this story, so that everything else makes sense. It's thrilling. It's a thrilling story. It's a long story, but a thrilling one. And perhaps, not just perhaps, it is the most important story in history on planet Earth that ever was and ever will be. So we should want to get to know the most important story on planet Earth that ever was and ever shall be. So that's the first one. I will help you go through and understand this book so you know where to begin and you know how to walk through it and get to know the characters in the story. The second reason people don't teach our kids the Bible, or they struggle with that, is that they have a routine already and they go to church every Sunday. And in church, they listen to a sermon and the kids go to Sunday school and they listen to things in youth groups and things of that nature. I want to tell you that going to church on Sunday, as fine as it is but a supplement of the real journey with God. I know that sounds upside down to many people listening to this, but it's true. It's a supplement. It's like the little dessert or the appetizer. We go to the church building in order to have community, to connect with one another, to check in with one another, and to spend some time learning. But the learning part of it is a supplement of what God wants to do with us. He wants us to walk every single day with us, growing in knowledge. In fact, growing in knowledge with God every day makes more sense of what's happening on Sunday. No, the Sunday thing is just a supplement. It's not the main course. When we make it the main course, we have it backwards, and we use it as an excuse not to actually have the main course every day throughout the week. I remember my kids coming home from Sunday school classes with all sorts of drawings and pictures. Well, they'll come home and they'll talk about a funny story that the youth pastor told. And I'll ask them, what did they learn from the Bible? And it might be a verse, just one verse, and then here's a picture that is drawn to illustrate that one verse. Or what was the funny story the youth pastor told? Was it about, well, we were telling this, you know, he read this verse about loving people, and then he told this funny story, and on and on and on. Like, yeah, those are all just supplemental. That is just a little taste of what God is up to. But it's not the main course. The main course requires we enter into this story, we eat it, we drink it, we understand it. The main area the enemy attacks God's people or any people, the way he subverts God, is by interfering with our knowledge of God. Because he knows if he can twist and pollute our reason, if he can make us believe the wrong things about God, then he's won, or he's winning, or he is at least putting up major barriers in our life so that we are not actually walking with God when we think we are. He's very deceptive. He's very crafty. And unless we grow in that knowledge of the Bible, we are more susceptible to falling in the trap. The third thing, the third reason, is we lack routine. The Bible's a big book. How do we go about it? Well, it's bite size. It's not like you have to think about, oh, we need to talk about, what does the Bible say about money today? And we pick some sort of topic. What does the Bible say about marriage today? And you pick that topic. What does the Bible say about, and you go down the list of all these different things from relationships to moving to romance. And we end up picking the Bible apart and making it say things that often it doesn't say at all, but we found a verse that made it sound like it was saying that. No, 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 we don't do that. What's great about the way I go through the Bible is you don't need to buy a fancy curriculum. You don't need to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars every year putting books in front of your kids and say, here, read this and learn things about the Bible in it so I could check that off on the list and say, we did our Bible curriculum. No, the Bible is the curriculum. The Bible is the curriculum, and I will teach you and go through it with you so that your kids are in the real thing, in the book itself. We go chapter at a time. Whatever the next chapter is, that's what we talk about. That's the topic for the day, that next chapter. Whatever happens in that chapter, that is what fills our minds. That is what we piece together and understand in the larger story that God is telling to us. Now, you may feel like, well, I don't know much about the Bible, so how can I, you know, teach my kids the Bible? Well, start with me on your own. Teaching our kids the Bible isn't just for somebody who's teaching their own kids, even though that's the primary purpose of it, because we need families who are living and eating and drinking this book and growing in knowledge of God and stepping into his story. But you may want to learn it yourself before you teach your kids. So start listening on your own. Grab your Bible, read along, listen to how I tell the stories. I tell every chapter. Listen when you're on your drive. Listen for 15, 20 minutes in the morning. Put together that routine. Follow along with the story. And when you're done with Genesis, go back to the beginning and say, okay, I'm going to teach my kids this because now I'm fired up. I'm excited. I get it. And I want my kids to get it. Isn't that a wonderful moment when we sit back and say, oh, I get it. Oh, it's so satisfying. But we have to put in the work. We have to make the routine. We can't rely on other people to do it for us. We have to immerse in the story to get the knowledge, and I will help you to begin. So click on the link on the top that says become a patron, sign up, choose the tier you would like to hear, whether it be my going through the Bible and teaching our kids the Bible, or in addition to that, walking through the stories of Jesus, which is also just as interesting, and that will be part of this larger curriculum as we get to those books later. But join in. Don't hesitate. Riches await you. Honey and milk and all the lovely things of life await you with this greatest story that has ever been and ever will be.